Our transformation is not complete until we experience an opening in the area of the physical heart. In this section of the Course, we can observe the process known as the opening of the heart. When the heart is open, we go through life with a twinkle in our eye. We enjoy all things, including other people, with a good-natured humor. We take everything lightly, flowing lightheartedly from moment to moment. Egotistical melodramas and the heavy seriousness that accompanies them will appear as if in another world. We would have to contract our consciousness to even rouse an interest in them, much less to become involved. With an open heart, we live in the truth of the present moment, lightness and lightheartedness. In fact, since love is invariably present, it is more true to say that fear cannot exist when the consciousness of love is present. The self within us is the self within the entire universe, permeating and interpenetrating all beings and things. All faces and all forms are its manifestations, radiant flowers in the garden of consciousness. When we love our own inner self, we then have the capacity to love all other beings, for the same self is equally within them. The self is the hand, the individuals are the fingers. The self is the ocean, individuals are the waves. The self is the electrical current, individuals are sparks. Seeing the same self in all things equates to living in the state of love. They go together. To see the same self in all is to love all, and to love all is to see the same self everywhere. When we are firmly established in this state, when nothing any longer has the power to interrupt our experience of love, we live in the highest state. It is the supreme contentment. A saint or a realized one, a perfected one, can appear as anyone you know, as anyone you see, for there will not necessarily be outward signs. We cannot recognize a highly developed one by his or her appearance or behavior. The recognition comes when we experience the transmission of a transformative energy known in various traditions as grace, spirit, shakti, etc., which is an awakening of our own inner energy through coming in contact, physically or subtly, with such a one. Spiritual energy can be transmitted through any available form. Spiritual guidance will come to us when we are open and receptive and ready to begin the journey at a yet higher or more expanded level of being. Each time we open a little more, it is a new initiation into a more expanded and refined way of seeing and experiencing things. The transmission of spiritual energy is all about coming to recognize and appreciate our own true self. This is the ultimate goal, and when it is attained, we love and worship our own self. The primary thing I learned from the Guru is this: the highest teaching is to love and worship your own inner self, which is not different from the inner self of all. There is only one self that we share simultaneously, only one I, Love yourself. This is the highest principle. It begins with love of the self, not the egotistical self, but the impersonal self that sees and knows all. In this section of the Course, we are focusing on the true love, the love that is the sensation of the self, or consciousness, within you. It is the love for your own awareness of being. This is the highest and the purest love. Even though it is theoretically possible for someone to immediately and spontaneously go into a state of pure and unconditional love, we usually move into that state gradually and over time as we develop from one degree of love to another. We may feel that we fully experience love now, or that we have at some point. Yet even our greatest experience of love will expand to something even greater than anything we have previously experienced. We simply have to be open to the possibility and to the possibility of experiencing something new. This is why we must be willing to see and experience something new, not something similar to what has already in the past been said and experienced. The greatest aspects of love have hardly yet been uncovered and appreciated. The appreciation of love, or anything we wish to experience, is essential. Without appreciation, there can be no enthusiasm, and consequently, there's no way to grow beyond that which we already believe ourselves to be.